2024 Senate Races, GOP Strategists to Slam Democrats for Transgender Extremism. By Neil Monroe on September 18, 2023. Nearly all Democratic politicians have followed their pro-transgender allies and donors far out on a political limb. And GOP strategists are going to chainsaw the limb from the tree during the 2024 elections. Texas Democrat Representative Colin Allred is set to be an early victim as he tries to snatch Texas' 2024 Senate seat from GOP Senator Ted Cruz. Allred's problem is that he, and nearly all of his Democratic peers, has endorsed and repeatedly voted for the Equality Act, which would impose the transgender ideology on 330 million Americans. The ideology demands that government officials force all Americans to treat each person's self-declared gender identity as more important than their unchangeable male or female sex. In practice, that policy would allow transgender males to call the cops when women or girls try to protect their clubs, bathrooms, spas, showers, scholarships, and sports, or when they use language that recognizes the biological and psychological differences between males and females. Allred's progressive record on transgender issues leaves him far from the mainstream in Texas. A new poll, for example, shows that 68% of Texans say women should have the right to exclude men from their sports, and 61% say women have the right to exclude men from female bathrooms. Those numbers were revealed from a May to June poll of 1,067 Texans conducted by Arizona State University, Stanford University, and the University of Houston. The cause of allowing men into women's sports, including Friday night high school sports, is backed by just 30% of Texas Democrats and 17% of Texas independents. Those results are backed by many other polls. Allred likely recognizes the danger posed by his pro-transgender record. His office declined to answer questions from Breitbart News. He is also trying to avoid the issue as he campaigns in Texas. One of his deputies told TheMessenger.com, "In terms of how he runs his campaign, he doesn't want it to be nationalized and doesn't want to fight on Ted's turf on culture war issues." So the National Republican Senatorial Committee, NRSC, which is the campaign arm for the Senate GOP, is spreading the bad news for Allred with a briefing book that describes his pro-transgender record. Allred is an original co-sponsor of and voted, in 2021, for the Equality Act, which would allow biological men to compete in women's sports and use women's bathrooms and locker rooms. Allred has called on Congress to pass the Equality Act to make it unlawful for a person to be discriminated against because of their gender identity. "So much progress has been made in recent years toward equality under law, and we are all the better for it. But there is also still so much to do. We must continue to work to erase all barriers to equality in our society. And that is why I think Congress must pass the Equality Act to make it unlawful for a person to be discriminated against because of their sexual orientation or gender identity. Passage of this law is necessary to continue our efforts toward a more equal and just society, and I would make it a priority if elected to Congress." The still-blocked Equality Act establishes the gender ideology into law, and so allows pro-transgender activists to sue any groups that recognize the huge and complementary distinctions between men and women. For example, if a high school were to argue that girls face a severe risk of a sports injury in a mixed-sex sport, pro-transgender groups would have the legal power to force the schools and their communities to let the girls who identify as males risk injury. The legal regime would force the schools to spend additional funds for insurance, or else change the rules of the sports for all male and female players. Worse, the nationwide law would legally shield radical K-12 advocates who try to groom school children into transgenderism. Allred also voted against a 2023 GOP bill to protect women's bathrooms. The pro-transgender human rights campaign backs Allred because of support for transgenderism. In 2018, the HRC group endorsed his successful run for the House, saying, "HRC announced its endorsement of Colin Allred for U.S. Congress in Texas' 32nd Congressional District. During the 2017 legislative session in Texas, Allred was an outspoken critic of the anti-transgender legislation SB 6. Allred, a former NFL player, signed onto a letter opposing the legislation, authored by Athlete Ally. Allred is a civil rights attorney and a North Texas native. I'm honored to receive the Human Rights Campaign endorsement, said Colin Allred. As a civil rights attorney and ally, I have seen the struggles of the LGBTQ community. In Congress, I will fight for equality alongside the Human Rights Campaign. Together, we will move one step closer to achieving equal rights for all. Allred touted his support for the transgender ideology in his 2018 House campaign. We must continue to work to erase all barriers to equality in our society. And that is why I think Congress must pass the Equality Act to make it unlawful for a person to be discriminated against because of their sexual orientation or gender identity. Passage of this law is necessary to continue our efforts toward a more equal and just society. And I would make it a priority if elected to Congress. In 2019, Allred got the HRC's first endorsement for the 2020 election. Allred's support for transgenderism is so deep that he even wants to preserve President Joe Biden's orders during the Pentagon to accept cross-sex soldiers. In general, the gender ideology requires that the government enforce claims of a sex change by so-called transgender people. The vague gender term is an invented idea that is intended to sideline the public's use of the male or female sex term. The goal is to blur and eventually eliminate the civic and legal distinctions between men and women, as well as between boys and girls, despite the huge and complementary difference in the civic needs and priorities of the two different sexes. The ideology has invented many other terms to hide its radical agenda. Wrong puberty, gender-affirming and top surgery, for example. That elite-backed program has made startling progress despite its unpopularity. For example, many government documents, healthcare literature, politicians, and voters use the term gender instead of sex. This subtle linguistic assault makes it difficult for people to notice that most transgender people are surgically intact straight males. Allred supports the mind-twisting linguistic revolution. In 2021, he pushed a bill that linguistically erased the existence of women. The bill, titled the Women's Health Protection Act of 2021, was touted by advocates as intended to protect all people with the capacity for pregnancy, cisgender women, transgender men, non-binary individuals, those who identify with a different gender, and others, who are unjustly harmed by restrictions on abortion services. But the establishment-touted ideology grows more unpopular as voters learn about its demands, and the damage it causes to children and teenagers. On September 11, Breitbart News reported on a new Gallup poll. The poll found that acceptance of trans athletes has dropped across the board. In 2021, 10% of Republicans thought trans athletes should be allowed to play on teams that match their identity, versus only 6% today. Independents have also lost support for trans athletes. 33% of independents supported trans athletes choosing their gender category, but that has fallen to 28% in this year's survey. But, while Democrats have much higher levels of support for trans athletes, even among Democrats, that support is waning. In 2021, 55% sided with trans athletes. Today, that has fallen to 47%. Also, in 2021, 34% overall said that trans athletes should be allowed to play as their assumed gender. This year, that number has fallen to 26%. The good news for the GOP in 2024 is that nearly all Democrats have backed the radical transgender ideology by voting for the Equality Act. Moreover, there is little support for the ideology from GOP voters, and few donors are openly demanding the GOP back the ideology. This allows GOP strategists to take many free shots at the Demoritz transgender policy, unlike in other areas where GOP splits into a coordinated campaign against Democrats. Better still, the issue is very motivating to GOP voters and to the suburban women who might otherwise vote for the media-promoted Democratic candidates. For example, 67% of women, 62% of Latinos, 77% of Blacks, and 59% of under-30s want to protect women's sports from men, according to the poll by the three universities.